And rejoined by Martin Lynn, Scott Armstrong with you from Dublin High School, where the Spartans have won the toss, Marty, and they're going to take the ball. Bit of a surprise to you.
Yeah, a bit of it. Just because with the weather being a bit inclement and it's kind of raining on and off, I would think you maybe want to start on defense and see if you can create that first turnover. But maybe De La Salle feeling pretty good about themselves. And why wouldn't you? You're undefeated. Take the ball and see if you can get some points first.
The clock, which is the almighty Comcast Sportsnet California clock, off to our left here at Dublin, indicates that we're still about a minute and a half away from kickoff. Logan has put its kickoff unit on the field. De La Salle has yet to take the field. Let's run over the De La Salle offensive starters while we have a chance. It's that reliable offensive line, David Ogburn. We talked about him with Lattister a moment ago. He's at right tackle. Drew Sullivan, the sophomore right guard. Jack Oswald, the center. Larry Allen Jr. is the left guard. And Sumner Houston is at left tackle. The familiar backfield of Daz Tadalatasi and Pepe Vitale. Chris Williams, the signal caller. Starting wide receivers tonight, Andrew Buckley and Austin Lone Star, and the tight end, Austin Hooper. Going over Logan's defensive starting 11, to borrow a soccer phrase there, on the day David Beckham retired from American play. The men up front for George Zuber's defense, Grover Fanua, Fino Elisisaya, and Tino Maffi. The linebackers, and they're very good. Mose Fualau, Moore and Miles Long, and all about him, Marquise Carpenter, and the captain, Ansar Muhammad. Another linebacker will be featured is the co-captain, Ryan Bua. And in the defensive backfield, Aki Muhammad, he's a good one. Karsten Weddington and Kari Thomas will be the Logan defense to face De La Salle's offense when we get this kick in the air in just a moment.
Keep an eye on Drew Sullivan, the late sophomore guy who was on the depth chart and has played, but is now the starter, replacing a senior at that position at tackle. And they've been so pleased with his play. The reason I say that is because he's young, he's a sophomore, and if you look at tendencies, and Logan watches film, maybe see if you can go at the young guy, but obviously that shows you the depth of De La Salle, that they take a sophomore at this part of the year and promote him to a starter, so he has a little better feet and a little better skill, but, you know, maybe the youth. So see if maybe Logan's defense attacks him a little bit, because he may be a little young, though obviously physically gifted.
Omar Navarro is the place kicker, but Victor Lopez is going to take this kickoff, and Logan in the road white with black and red trim. De La Salle has put two men back in kick coverage, specifically Tadalatasi and Marion, and this is a squib kick taken by Hutchings on his own left hash mark at his own 25-yard line, and Hutchings advances the 30, the 35, to the 36, maybe the 37, and that's where Chris Williams and company go to work.
Not bad field position, but again, you already see a little bit of the inclement weather playing a bit of a thing. You know, the kick was a little shorter, squibbed, or maybe intentionally, but the weather's going to play a factor tonight, controlling the football, and I think you're going to see a few turnovers.
Jerry Robinson, the head official for this NCS championship game, puts the ball in play. De La Salle comes out with split backs and a receiver to each side in the double tight, as you might expect. And the handoff from the 37 on first and 10 is a dive over left guard. Breaking tackles is Vitale, and he takes it to the 40-yard line before he's hauled down. It's a gain of 3, second and 7.
And you'll take that every day if you can get 3+ on a first down. Good run. Good way to follow your blockers to start. Classic De La Salle.
2nd and 7 for the Spartans. If you're just joining us, we are outside. We're to the right of the press box here, situated at the 40-yard line, right where De La Salle is lining up on the football. Logan coming up with a five-man front, showing extra pressure. Williams calls signals, now has it, wheels, and goes to the right. The give is to Vitale, a huge pile up there. He's only getting a couple of yards, but the flag was thrown by the referee, Jerry Robinson. Possibly an illegal shift. In any case, I imagine this is coming back.
Miles Long made the stop.
Kind of that counter, they like to do that.
1 second, 5 yards, 2nd down.
So the call is illegal procedure. De La Salle, of course, controversy in some corners of high school football. Not set for 1 second. And that will back them up 5 yards.
Well, I always say those people that point to those things is because they don't like getting beat by them. I mean, if that's what you're hanging your hat on and saying that's their advantage, that's a pretty thin advantage. I was going to say, it's kind of that De La Salle counter option. You're going to see a lot of that tonight.
All right, now a second and 12 from the 35-yard line and a single back, two receivers to each side for Williams, who takes it from under center, turns, throws that left-handed screen pass. It is good to Lone Star, and he catches it, gets to the 39 of De La Salle. That is drilled along his own sideline, but flags come out again. And I think we're going to find out more turnovers, possibly more penalties, but we'll see how often they're going to take the hankies out, and it's another penalty against the Spartans.
Yeah, it looks like it was holding downfield after the play. That's why that flag came out a bit late. When you run that kind of screen, that's usually what it is a receiver or blocker downfield grabbing somebody.
So Lone Star with the catch, good for 4 yards. We're going to do our best to keep our statistics here in the rain. I didn't bring an easel or anything like that, like a conductor of an opera, so we're just going to have to do the best we can. Maybe I should have brought my desk from St. Gabriel's Elementary.
I'll tell you what, if you're Logan, you got to love how this first series is going. They're, you know, De La Salle's imploding a little bit, and you're playing some pretty stiff D.
Trips right, one receiver left, second and 18, 29-yard line of the Spartans, and it's a draw handoff to Vitale, but this play is killed again by the officials, and it's false start. Spartans, three penalties on the opening drive, my goodness, and the opening series are down.
Well, and this is self-inflicted, and this is what you do. Now, again, not taking away credit from Logan, their defense is ready and hepped up and energized, but this is the self-inflicted things that this is what De La Salle has had a problem with part of the year. They start doing these things early. They've been able to get away with it because of their talent and some of the teams are playing. They won't be able to do that consistently tonight and expect to win.
Third 5-yard penalty of this drive. It's cost them 15 yards. It's now second and 23 from the 24. Same formation. One man in the backfield. Three receivers right, one left. 7-step drop for Williams. Plenty of time to throw. Now rolling left in trouble. He's hit and bumped out of bounds at the 22. And that's going to be a sack for a 2-yard loss.
And that is coverage. That's what they call a coverage sack. There was not a man down open. It was great defense by the defensive backs of Logan all over the receivers. Playing kind of like a cover two, sort of a matchup zone. But great coverage. No one was open, and he had no choice.
It'll be third and
25 from De La Salle's own 22. This opening drive of the game began at De La Salle's 37 after Logan opted for a short kickoff, which was returned for a short gain by Hutchings. Third and 25, we're a minute and 14 seconds into this game already. De La Salle has been assessed three penalties.
I've seen them do the quick kick before sometimes like this, and you just wonder at this point, since it's third and forever, if they do something.
It began to rain lightly as kickoff drew closer, and now it is raining very steadily, and De La Salle has taken a timeout, and I don't blame them one bit.
No, they got to get their head on right. I mean, so far, this first series, and they were the ones, they won the toss, they took the ball, but this has started off horribly for them, for what they're doing. Just mentally, they're not sharp with holdings, offsides. I mean, this is the mental stuff that you would think at the 13th game of the year, you'd have mostly ironed out, so I don't know if it's jitters, lack of focus, weather, whatever it is, but De La Salle's got to figure it out.
I don't know if maybe game speed and Logan B. Being a fast team that can play with them has influenced the Spartans' early trepidation at running the regular offense. It just blows you away. At some point, you have to understand that both teams are playing in the same rain.
Right. Well, and I also think, too, and we've talked about this a lot on and off, Mike, about I think some teams come in and they revere De La Salle and almost give them too much respect. Not that you don't respect what they've done, but you look at a team like Logan, they've got 12 wins, too. And they're like, hey, we play pretty good football. And there's no reason why we should, you know, offer them too respect, that we can bring the heat as well. And I think so far, maybe that's something that may be new for De La Salle to see.
One receiver right, two left, one man in the backfield. It's third and 25. Williams fires over the middle. Intended for Hooper. He sprawls to the ground. He did not catch it. It would have only been good for about a 10-yard gain anyway. And De La Salle left the punt away from its own 22-yard line and give this touted Logan offense the football with a short field.
Well, the only hope with that, obviously, you're playing field position. If they get the 10, gives them a little chance to punt, maybe pin them further back. That was the only hope of what they were trying to do with that, is just move the ball up to get a little better kicking position.
A lot of folks here tonight did not expect that start for the Spartan offense. Here's the punt from Andrew Buckley. He belts a good one down the De La Salle near left-hand sideline. No opportunity for a return for Logan. And the man back in punt return coverage there was Karsten Weddington, but no opportunity there. Logan comes out on offense. Ball's going to be spotted at their own 39-yard line. And the offensive line, Andrew Malero, Fino Elisaya, Jihad Sharif, Keenan Williams, and Satsarub Sidhu. Ryan Bua, the tight end. Jeffrey Prothro, the very touted quarterback. Warren Miles Long, the backfield, along with Damon Beasley. Karsten Weddington Amalani Fukafuka, Kaviana Augustin, and Ansar Muhammad, your four potential wide receivers. A shotgun snap, the pro throw on first down, and a give through the middle. And that first give of the game is to who else but Warren Miles Long from the Logan 39-yard line, and he carries it to the 44, pickup of five before he's put on the ground.
You know, he's not the biggest kid, but he's got a great running back body. Obviously, he's smart if he's going to Northwestern, and he's just been a workhorse the whole year for Logan. So you're going to see a heavy dose of Long, and it's going to get to simple smash-mouth football. They're going to see if they're going to challenge De La Salle, see if you can shut down our running game.
I can tell that keeping stats in this rain is going to be impossible. I should have invested in some laminate. Second and five from the 44. We've played 2 minutes. De La Salle sputtered, to say the least, on its first drive. Pro throw with the direct snap and a give through the middle. And this time it's Long, but he is stacked up after a brief game. Give him two to the 46-yard line. Spartans with good pursuit, good swarm to the football there. And we'll set the Spartan defensive starters here. That formidable front line of Austin Hooper and Victor Egu at the end. Xavier Banks and Sumner Houston at the tackles. Cameron Lisaraga gets the start along with Michael Hutchings, an inside linebacker. Daz Tadalatasse and DJ Moffitt, the outside linebackers. Kevin Griffin and Alan Mary in the corners, and Andrew Buckley, the free safety. So the same 4-4-3 that Logan plays. Third and three from the 46 of Logan. Pro throw back there, a man in motion and a single back, and it will be to Miles Long. He's got a first down into De La Salle territory. He needed his own 49, and he is tripped up at the De La Salle 49, a five-yard gain. So they've given the ball to their key runner three times in a row, and he's picked up 12 yards.
Well, the old philosophy is keep going to it until they show they can stop, and they bottled up pretty good the second time, but that was a nice run there, getting the first down. If I can mix my sports metaphors, it's like a heavyweight fight. First round, they're trying to feel each other out a little bit, and that's what I get the sense is what they're doing, is they're trying to get a feel for schematics and for some of the effort on the front.
Here in a steady rain, pro throw back to throw for the first time from the De La Salle 49, and he's sacked. Terry Edson dialed up extra pressure, and that turned out to be a good thing. Victor Egu gets credit for the sack as pro throw is put on the carpet at his own 45-yard line, a loss of six.
Well, nothing against pro throw. He's a fine athlete to have a track scholarship to go to UCLA, and the kid has potential Olympic aspirations. But he's not a pro thrower, if you will. He's more with his feet and some contained passing. So I think that's what you're going to see. He's going to be limited because De La Salle, as we've said throughout the year, has got a little too much speed up front and definitely has some speed on the edge to prevent them from getting any long passes, I think, to have success consistently.
They played nearly 4 minutes, no score. Second and 16, Logan 45, pro throw from the direct snap. Throws a lob pass out to the left-hand side. It is complete. Back into De La Salle territory and near the original line of scrimmage as that was hauled in by Amalani Fukafuka, the 6'1", 180 senior, and De La Salle highly complimentary him in the film study. That's going to be marked at the 48 of De La Salle. So they pick up 7 of the 16 they needed. It's going to be 3rd and 9 from the 48 of the Spartans.
On that play, though, Coach Lattiser and the defensive coordinator, they'll let him take that play all day. It was kind of slow developing. It's you're throwing sideways, so he throws the ball 15 yards and gains about 3. They'll take that every day.
Trips right, tight end to the left, slot receiver to the left, and one man in the backfield is Miles Long. Pro throw with a long count, sends a man in motion. It's going to be an end-around handoff, potentially a trick play, but it's not going to matter. The ball was in the hands of Aki Muhammad, but it is an illegal procedure penalty against Logan, their first of the night. So it will now be 3rd and 14, and the ball back in their territory. So both offenses have started this way. De La Salle more so, but the penalties, the rain, I think it's addled their brains a little bit.
Well, a little bit of jitters. It's a big game. I think it's safe to say for both these teams, this is the best team they've played so far of the year. So there's a lot of that energy and jitter and nervousness, and they're young men. I mean, you're talking about 17, 16, 17, 18-year-old, young men, boys. So they're going to have some of that. There's going to be a feeling out that you're going to see probably the first 5 to 10 minutes.
3rd and 14 from the 47. Pro throw back there with 3 receivers right, 1 left. Now he tucks and runs. And you see that burst of speed, but he's only able to make it back to the original line of scrimmage. Good pursuit by none other than Xavier Banks, who's able to pull him down at the 49 of the Spartans. So the classic one step forward, two steps back for Logan puts them into a 4th and about 10, and they will punt away.
Well, what you're seeing is both teams are trying to figure out tendencies. They run a certain plays. Is it, you hear it, it's a, you have scripted plays, and off those plays you can run other plays. And so they're trying to feel out the defense and see what tendencies are by shifts and by setups and by how the alignments. And so that's what you're seeing a lot from both offenses so far.
The punter is listed as Mose Fualau, and it's going to be a fake, and the snap was taken by Muhammad, Aki Muhammad. He races it around right end, but he is short of a first down. He was able to take it past the 45, near the 40-yard line, but still a couple of yards short. He was the up back who took the snap, went around to his right. De La Salle stayed home, though, and they get the ball on down to gain of three.
Well, and this gets to covering all these games. I have yet to see a team that can run outside of De La Salle. They're too fast on the edge. Not a bad call early on, but I'd have seen if he could run it more up the middle. De La Salle just way too fast on the outside for anybody I've seen all year, and that's another example of it.
Spartans back to work in their classic green and silver home uniforms is the top seed. Here's Daz Tadalatasi with his first carry of the night. It came from the De La Salle 45, and he powers over defenders, reaches the 50, the Logan 45, and falls forward to the Logan 42-yard line, an impressive 13-yard run on his first touch of the night.
Yeah, and you know something? He's gotten stronger each and every week in game, and a part of that is attributed to getting in the weight room and getting stronger. One of the toughest things to get these young men to buy into is lifting weights and realizing you got to get stronger as the season's going on. Last year, he probably got a little more tired. As the year's gone on, he's gotten better and stronger, and you see it in runs like that.
De La Salle, its first new set of downs of the night. The give again to Tadalatasi, but he is tripped up. I beg your pardon, Vitaly, to take that first down carry, but he found no hole, and he is dropped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. When we talked to George Zuber, he said, we're going to have to borrow blockers. We have to find a way with our zone defense to plug up those holes that have been there for Vitaly and Tadalatasi.
Right, you plug those up, and that's where you get your linebackers and some of your better athletes usually play in the back line to make the tackles. That's exactly it, filling gaps and letting your playmakers play plays.
Second and 12 from the 44, slant pass. It is caught. It is going to be a touchdown for Andrew Buckley. He came from the right-hand side, caught the ball around the 35-yard line, and took it the rest of the way after shrugging off a tackle. A 44-yard touchdown strike for the Spartans, and with 6:19 to play in our opening period, it's the Spartans 6 and the Colts 0.
You know, nothing spectacular about it. They were playing off. Logan's defense, they were playing a couple yards off the ball, just a simple slant route, and, you know, a nice pass. And there it is, a little pitch and catch. That's all you had to it. You had the open gap, and he threw it.
Buckley open, and they saw that exploit. You saw them playing back, as you say, playing off the line of scrimmage. Now Tyler Duncan for the extra point on this very wet evening, and he bangs it straight through. 6:19 left in our first period, and the first opportunity for you folks at home or on your smartphone to hear a whole nice castle of commercials with these TV timeouts. We'll be right back here on DeLaSalle Radio.com. De La Salle in front by a count of 7-0.